Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Up.
WBSM presents The Tim Meisberg Show, streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app. Now, The Tim Meisberg Show.
Welcome back in, 508-996-0500. If you missed the announcement at the top of the hour, last hour, starting next week, we are giving away cash. That's right, your chance to win cash with WBSM coming up starting Monday, April 1st. But all the details are there right now at WBSM.com and on the WBSM app. Your way to kind of get things rolling, get things started. But starting next Monday, we're going to be giving you a code every hour between 8 a.m., the 8 a.m. hour, and the 5 p.m. hour. And each hour, you can enter that code in for a shot at winning $100. But all of those entries also enter you in for a chance at $30,000, the big grand prize. So if you want to try to win cash with WBSM, all you need is to have WBSM.com or the WBSM app. And then when you listen and you hear those codes, you go on to the app or onto the website, you enter in those codes, and there's going to be special boxes, just like we did with Win Trump's Money. There's going to be special boxes so that each day you can only enter in the codes for that day. And it'll tell you 8 a.m. code, 9 a.m. code, 10 a.m. code, so that you know exactly where to put it in. And each one of those is your shot at winning cash. And we're going to be doing it for a couple of weeks, so you're going to have lots of chances to enter. Plus, of course, there'll be some bonus chances to enter. When you follow us on Facebook, follow us on X, Twitter, like us on Facebook, you know, follow us on Instagram, subscribe to our newsletter, all those things. You'll get free entries for doing all of those. So it's going to be our chance to reward you for listening to WBSM. Starting next Monday, all the details, though, now are at WBSM.com, on the WBSM app, on our Facebook page. And, of course, we'll have more information about it as we get closer to the first date of code starting on Monday, April 1st. Which will not be us fooling you. Nope. We're giving away that cash. So one of the things that we were discussing in the past, we were talking about how there's a lack of jobs. I mean, a lack of people to fill jobs. That a lot of people are fed up with self-checkouts. Now, I don't mind self-checkout. I do mind the way that some of the self-checkouts run. The Walmart self-checkout is fine. I have no problems with that. Very rarely have I had an issue with the Walmart self-checkout. The Stop and Shop self-checkout drives me nuts. Because I want to be able to put the items on the side and bag them up. And then when there's two bags on the little area, I want to be able to put those bags in the cart. But I can't. I got to leave them on there the whole time. Or else it just keeps telling me and shuts down and tells me I can't I can't go any further. And I'm forever having problems with the Stop and Shop self-checkout. Walmart, not a problem. CVS, not a problem. I'm trying to think of where else I do self-checkout. Where else do I shop? Most other things, you know, there's somebody checking me out. JCPenney, somebody's checking me out. But I don't really go to Target a lot. But we have an article at WBSM.com by Fun 107's Gazelle, whom brought up a change that's coming to the Dartmouth Target self-checkout. They're now going to have a 10 items or fewer express self-checkout. It's actually something that's happening nationwide, but, you know, here locally in Dartmouth and in Wareham. You'll be able to do that. And it doesn't have to stay 10 items or less the whole time. The staff can make adjustments to it. So if it's really busy, they can make an express lane to kind of speed things along. Or if everybody doesn't have a lot, you know, if everybody trying to self-checkout has a lot of items, they can make it not 10 items or less. But I'm wondering what happens if you try to use a 10 item or less and you show up with 15 items. Does it shut down the transaction after 10? Because how many people, and you know you've all done it, so don't act like you get mad when somebody else does it, because I'm sure you've all done it too. Where you've gone up there and you've said, oh, I know it's 10 items or less, but I have 12. Is that okay? We've all done it. Maybe I don't do it so much with 10 because I can count to 10 pretty easy in the cart. But definitely when I've gone to Market Basket and it's the 20 items or less express line, I'm sure I've gone up there with 22 items. And I guess, you know, sometimes it's like, well, what do you count as two different items here? But I think that there's a lot of leeway that must happen with those lines. That must happen, you know, every fourth or fifth customer. Anybody who's been a cashier at one of those express lanes, you can call in and let me know if I'm right or wrong, but I think that happens kind of a lot. Because it's not that people are trying to pull a fast one. It's just that they're not counting the items that they have as they're putting them in their cart, and they assume, because I only came in to get a few things for dinner, they assume they must have 12 items or less. Or 10 items or less, or 20 items or less. And then by the time they get up there, you know, you're already in line, there's a person in front of you, a person behind you, you realize you've got 12 items and you're not going to put two back. So I'm just interested in finding out what happens in that situation with these self-checkout 10 items or less. Do they just block you out and say, that's it, no more? Do they, like, give you a stern warning? Next time, it's only 10 items. We're on to you. I don't know. I don't mind self-checkout as much as other people do. I saw somebody railing against it the other day on social media. So sick and tired of all these self-checkouts. Cash myself out, I'd get a job at the store. Why am I paying these prices to self-checkout myself? Well, maybe if they didn't have the self-checkout option, you'd be paying more. And also, I just like to comment underneath that when people complain about it. So you never pump your own gas? When you go to Burger King, you expect them to carry the food over to your table? Oh, they used to do that. They used to have table service back in the 90s. Remember that? It was really weird. They had like popcorn that you could have while you were waiting for your food. And you would you'd go up to the counter, you'd order your food, and then they'd have you go, they'd give you the popcorn, you'd go sit down. The tables had candles on them and ashtrays. That's how long ago this was. Those little foil square ashtrays that they had at Burger King. And you would wait for them to come over and deliver your food. One of the items that they had on the menu back then was fried shrimp. Burger King tried a lot of things over the years. Remember bacon sundaes? They tried a lot of things. But yeah, when you go to a fast food restaurant, sure, somebody else is carrying you up, but you're doing half the work. So I'm not just going to stand there and get all mad because I have to check myself out at Walmart. I'd rather check myself out. You know what that means? It means nobody's judging me about the items I'm buying. You know the Target lady sketch that Kristen Wiig used to do on SNL that people think is so funny? That's my worst nightmare. I don't want to have a conversation with a cashier about everything I'm buying. Just want to buy it and get out. Oh, you actually eat this stuff? Just ring me up. I want to go home. So I don't mind self-checkout at all. Nobody ever judged me for the size of underwear I had to buy when I'm self-checking myself out of Walmart. Really? 2XL? 2XL? You think maybe it's time to go on a diet? So I think that there's a lot more pluses in my mind than there is negatives. And I get why restaurants, I get why retail establishments do it. It's not because they want to make you do more work. It's because paying somebody to stand at the front of the store and ring people up is an unnecessary process. We have the technology to avoid doing that. Most people are paying with a card. And even if they're not, these stations have the ability to make cash change more accurately than the human beings would do. I'm sure the people that complain about self-checkout are the same people that complain about how the fact that, you know, kids today ringing us up can't make change. Well, you know what? The machines can. The other thing, too, is they don't have to worry about the machines skimming. So not only do they not make mistakes, but they don't put anything in their pocket either. So I understand why places do it. And I don't see it as the big negative that other people do. If that means there's more people out on the floor that can help me with something or can restock the shelves. Now, whether or not that's happening is, you know, a different story. But if that's the idea that's where the employees are better suited than sitting on a chair at the front, cashing people out for standing, I feel more bad for the ones that have to stand all day. Then I'm all for it. 508-996-0500. Good morning. You are on WBSM.
Good morning, Tim.
How you doing?
You are cracking me up this morning. I'm telling you, you are so funny. About the self-checkout, what's it going to do? Say you scan more than 10 items?
Well, I mean, I think it's a valid question. What happens if you have 12 and it's a 10-item lane?
I know. That's so funny because I never really thought about it. And then now when you were just talking about it that way, I just started cracking up. I mean, yeah, the whole spiel about it, I'm just getting a good laugh. Thank you.
Well, what do you think about self-checkouts? Are you for them, against them, don't care?
You know what? Sometimes they're perfect. Other times they're just a big pain in my kazoo. Because when you, like at Stop and Shop, mainly, I find this problem. So I try to avoid the store anyways. But yeah, when you're doing the self-checkout and you've got certain products, and you got to put it in your bag, but like it's like you're running out of room, so you have to take your bag off, put it in your cart, right, to start another bag, and it won't let you do that.
Right.
It just pisses me off, and you have to wait for the guy to come over, and it's, yeah, so.
And it'd be one thing if it just yelled at you and was like, please put your items in the bagging area, but it doesn't. It, like, shuts things down so you can't move forward until the person comes over and clears it out.
Right, yeah, exactly. But I know a lot of people, when those first came out, you could just stand there and watch people pretending they were scanning stuff and just putting it in the bag. And then finally they got smart and said, oh, we got to do this by weight.
Well, I mean, that's something that, you know, the stores have to weigh the pros and cons of. Is it worth running the risk that people might put a few things in the bag that they didn't scan in, as opposed to having people up here scanning every item? And I guess they've made the determination that, you know, it's a risk they're willing to take. Obviously, Stop and Shop has that, you know, that weight sensor that can tell.
Yeah.
But other stores don't. You know, other stores don't handle it that way.
Right. No, other stores don't. But, yeah, sometimes I like it just because, you know, if you're in a hurry and you got three items, fantastic. But I don't know. Sometimes I just think it's better just get in their line and let them do it. But I like to bag my own stuff because I buy those reusable bags. So uh-huh. I like to pack it. And I might take a little longer than somebody that's seasoned at it, but I don't care, you know? So,
well, the other advantage of the self-checkout is I don't have to deal with the person in front of me having a long, boring, unnecessary conversation with the cashier while I'm waiting to have my turn.
Yes, yes. Yes, that's usually when you're in a hurry.
Yeah.
Always when you're in a hurry, somebody's, Patty Cathy, But all right, that's all. I just,
Well, you have a good day.
Thanks, you too.
Take care. And 508-996-0500, if you want to call in and chime in, that is the case. It's always when you're in a hurry that you're like, oh, come on. Like, all right, we don't need your dumb jokes. Although I'm usually the dumb joke person. We don't need, come on, let's go. Let's move along. So they're having have you ever had these? Oh, these are, what I like to do is I like to take a little butter and saute up some of these. And I put some of this. They're like, okay, let's go. Let's move. Come on. I get it. This is, you know, you're a sociable person, but other people want to move along in the line. You know who else is my biggest arch enemy when it comes to waiting in line? Scratch ticket people. No, I'm not talking about the people that just buy a scratch ticket. No problem with that. You know, I don't even have a problem with the person that's like, when I hear that, it just makes all the hair on the back of my neck stand up. Like, it could be somebody standing in front of the, you know, the register at Wendy's. They don't really know what they want. They're just going to stand there and take 10 minutes to decide. Oh. But anyway, the scratch ticket people, I'm not worried about the people that are like, let me get three of those and four of those and three of those and four of those. Like, they know what they want. They're not holding things up. My problem are the scratch ticket people that believe the untrue statement that winners only come from certain parts of the roll, so they will ask the cashier to read the numbers on the back of all the cards. Number 14, what number is that on? 144. Oh, nope. That's not a good one. Number 23, what number is that on? Nope. Okay, give me what number? No. Like, no. Trust me. I sold lottery for years and years and years. There's no truth to the winners only come from the middle of the pack. The most winners come from this number to this number. If that was actually true, the lottery caught wind of it and they changed it. So don't think that. I actually watched somebody that I worked with who was a cashier that sold the lottery, who was a gambling addict. I actually watched her not buy. She took an entire roll of scratch tickets, dollar scratch tickets, and just sat there at the counter of the diner, scratching each one of them. And what's in the roll? 300, I think. She scratched each one of them because in her mind, she was going to win more than 300 and then she could put the money back for all the scratch tickets. And you know how much she won? $40 out of a 300 roll of scratch tickets. Roll of 300 scratch tickets. $40. She had to put $260 of her own money in. So don't believe, if that was true, if that was how it worked, people would have been doing that for years. It doesn't work. The number doesn't matter. Well, let's take another quick call here before I get to take a break. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Morning, Tim.
How you doing?
Good. How are you?
All right.
I used to work in the liquor store. Oh, my God. What a nightmare. With the scratch tickets. I'll have the green one. And, you know, there's like 30 or 40 of them, and they're all numbered. And I said, which green one? The one right behind you, right in front of you. Oh, my God. That used to get me so aggravated. And that would be in the morning because they used to open up at 8. And I'd be like, oh, my God. And they're already wasted when they're coming in. But whatever. But that's just drove me nuts. It just drove me crazy. And they'd be kicking the wall. They'd tempers on some of these people really bad. And I knew somebody that used to buy the whole books, too.
So, but did you ever do...
win nothing.
Did you ever do Keno?
No, I've never even played Keno.
Nothing was worse. I was going to say, nothing was worse than the people that played Keno, because there's like, I don't know how, 5 minutes between games, 3 minutes. I don't even know how long it is between games. I don't remember. But what would happen is they would wait until the very last minute and then come running up. And if you didn't get it in time and they missed the game, it was your fault if their numbers came in. It's like, you're the one that had 6 minutes or 5 minutes or whatever it was to put your numbers in and waited till the last minute. It's not my fault. I went to the restroom or something and, you know, then you're waiting for me.
Oh, no, I didn't play that, but just selling them, I just couldn't stand it. A lot of them just scratch half of the number, and then you put it through the machine would shut down, or if it happened twice, it would shut down. And that's when I first started working there, but I was just there for temporary, until the deli opened. But then when she was talking about the roads, I live in Dartmouth, but... and off of Allen, and I've seen them with all these detours because they're working on the roads. I mean, everywhere.
Yeah.
This is in New Bedford. I've seen them, and they're up near Rockdale Avenue. And so I don't know. They're not just going to go to her street, but I don't know.
As the mayor said, they'll get everywhere eventually, and then once they do, it's time to start all over and start from the beginning again.
Yeah. It's a big city. I mean, there's a lot of potholes. I mean, it's a big city. And whatever, it'll get there.
Yeah.
Anyway. But how'd you make out on Saturday at Aldi's?
Oh, we did good. There was a lot of people who came and dropped off. We got a lot of food for the kids, so they're going to have a lot to eat during school vacation week.
Oh, great. That's awesome. Well, you have a good week. Have you had your chicken wings at 6 and 7's?
No. I had some crispy, crunchy chicken on Saturday. I ended up having some Buffalo Wild Wings last night.
You're getting all chickened out.
Yeah, that's probably enough for me for a little while.
Yeah. All right, well, you have a good week, though.
But then Mary yelled at me for having crispy, crunchy chicken, so.
I know, I heard her. She worries about you.
I know, like I said
to her.
She does worry.
Yeah.
She means well.
That is. She does. She really does. And I had a friend like that. She's really funny. But my brother's on the same thing as you, and he's doing really good, and he likes it. So
it works. All right, I got to hold you there.
Yeah,
I got to take
a
break.
Take care.
You have a good day. And we will take a quick break, and then we'll be right back with the news.
Trump's bond deadline has arrived. A rare absence for Pope Francis. And national parks are being sued for going cashless.
From the WBSM newsroom, this is WBSM News.
Today is the deadline for Donald Trump to pay the nearly $500 million bond in his New York civil fraud judgment. Jacqueline Carl has more.
CNN says Trump's legal team has been working hard to secure a bond ahead of today's deadline as the former president tries to appeal. The judgment is from a ruling made in February by Judge Arthur Engoron, who found Trump and his company liable for fraud. Now, if Trump is unable to secure the bond, New York Attorney General Letitia James and her staff may start the process of seizing Trump's assets. Jacqueline Carl, NBC News Radio, New York.
There's growing concern on Capitol Hill over potential attacks against Americans following a terrorist attack in Russia that killed more than 130 people.
Just a few days ago at the Armed Services Committee, I asked our commanding general in the Middle East about ISIS's capacity to project attacks from Afghanistan. He said that in as little as 6 months, and it turned out to be closer to 6 days, that ISIS from Afghanistan, with little or no warning, could attack Western interests across Asia and Europe. And that's exactly what we've seen happen.
Republican Senator Tom Cotton of Arkansas telling Fox News Sunday the next attacks could be against American embassies in Asia or Europe. He said the threat is a dangerous echo of President Biden's withdrawal from Afghanistan. Terrorist group ISIS-K has claimed responsibility for the attack.
attack on a concert hall near Moscow. Pope Francis skipped his homily during the Palm Sunday service in Vatican City. The Pope has been dealing with bronchitis and the flu recently and has not been reading the addresses himself. Skipping his homily during a major event like Palm Sunday is considered rare. Former Supreme Court Justice Stephen Breyer is speaking about the High Court's decision to overturn Roe v. Wade and what he and two other justices wrote in their dissent.
One of the things we said is what we fear. They think this will be simpler, the majority, because it will leave it all up to the states. We don't think it will be simpler. We think that there will be a lot more cases coming up.
Breyer told NBC's Meet the Press the leak of the decision was unfortunate. He said he had a theory about who leaked the decision, but declined to share any names. The former justice added, however, he'd be amazed if it was a judge. Breyer said it's possible the Supreme Court could one day overrule the decision. Los Angeles Dodgers star Shohei Ohtani will address the media today for the first time since allegations of illegal gambling and theft involving his former interpreter surfaced. Major League Baseball says it started a formal investigation into the gambling accusations. The interpreter is accused of receiving more than $4.5 million from the Dodgers superstar to pay off gambling debts made with an illegal bookie. The Dodgers fired the interpreter after the Los Angeles Times reported on the case. The National Park Service being sued for not accepting cash payments at parks across the U.S. Three people filed a lawsuit earlier this month claiming the Park Service is breaking federal law by not accepting cash for entry to various monuments, parks, and historic sites. The trio filed the lawsuit after their cash payments were rejected at locations in Arizona, Georgia, and New York. The National Park Service announced last year that dozens of sites within the national park system would no longer accept cash for entry. According to the lawsuit, the Park Service's policy violates a U.S. law that says coins and currency are legal tender for all debts, public charges, taxes, and dues.
WBSM Sports, brought to you by Sparks Auto in Dartmouth.
The Boston Celtics on the road, playing the Atlanta Hawks tonight at 7:30. A few more spring training games left for the Red Sox. They play the Texas Rangers tonight at 8. The Bruins head to Florida to play the Panthers on Tuesday.
Now your ABC 6 South Coast forecast.
Good Monday morning, everybody. Yes, it is spring. Dry conditions, however, starting out this Monday morning with wind chills around 20. Northeasterly breeze gusting up to 30 miles per hour. A little bit of cloud cover turning mostly sunny this afternoon. Still breezy, gusty. 42, bundle up, it'll feel cold. Mostly cloudy tonight, tomorrow, chance of rain develops. Be sure to watch ABC6 for my full 7-day forecast. From the ABC6 Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Ceci del Carmen on New Bedford's News Talk Station, 1420 WBSM.
I'm Phil Devitt for WBSM News. Stay up to date with New Bedford's News Talk Station, WBSM. And get all of our content and breaking news alerts with the WBSM app.
You might know the name of that song is What's the Frequency, Kenneth, by R.E.M. from my favorite R.E.M. album, Monster. But you might not know what that title means. What's the Frequency, Kenneth? Where does it come from? Well, in 1986, former CBS News anchor Dan Rather was attacked by two men outside of his apartment in New York. These two guys just started beating up Dan Rather, unprovoked. And no even indication that they knew that it was CBS newsman Dan Rather. They just started beating him up. And one of the guys just kept yelling at him, Kenneth, what's the frequency? Kenneth, what's the frequency? And nobody knows what that meant, but it kind of entered into pop culture. And so when Michael Stipe wrote this song about the apathy and of the slacker generation of the 90s and basically taking the Richard Linkletter approach to slackers of, it's not that they are apathetic, It's that they're intentionally withdrawing. And he kind of used that as like the framing of that. So that's what's the Frequency Kenneth is all about. But it's a great song either way. Sorry that Dan Rather had to get beat up, but at least we got an amazing song out of it. 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Good morning, Tim.
How you doing?
I'm doing, that's all I could say. Hey, where's Jack Spillane?
He's on vacation.
Oh, when's he going to be back?
I believe next Monday, because he was supposed to go earlier, and then he went a little bit later, so it ended up being, you know, that he missed two Mondays. I think he was going like a Wednesday to Wednesday type situation.
Okay, because I enjoy having him on the show.
Yep, he'll be back, I believe, next week.
All right, thank you very much.
All right, you have a good one.
Bye-bye.
And yes, so Jack will be back. He's just, you know, on vacation. I know he just took a vacation. People were going to, I told him, I said, people are going to give you crap for taking a vacation after you just went to Spain, but he's going to visit some family. So we were talking before about self-checkout, and we got a couple of app chat messages. DSY says, at self-checkout, you can put what you're going to nibble on when you get in the car. And that is true. You can pack those bags however you want to pack them. So if you're going to pop some of those grapes in your mouth on the ride home, like I like to do, you can put those grapes right at the top of the bag. I know you should really wash the fruit off before you eat it, but I like to live on the edge if I'm hungry. Have a few grapes. Grapes are not great for people that are supposed to be on low-carb diets, but you know, I try to have a few now and then. Same thing with raisins, obviously, because they're the same thing, but I'll still use some raisins in my food. You know, I don't really love it when you put it in some of the cold salads, but it goes good in some of the cold salads. Like, don't put it in my potato salad. Don't put it in my tuna. And I mentioned, by the way, to Eric from the butcher shop when we had him on, the tuna in the baked potato. And I was doing some more research into that. Apparently, it is huge in the UK. So I'm going to have to try it. Like, you mix tuna and mayonnaise, like cold tuna, and you put it inside a hot baked potato. I don't know. I don't get it. But apparently, it's a huge deal. And then Paulie in New Bedford says, all stores will be eliminating self-checkout in the next year due to theft. Fact. Yeah, I don't think so. I don't think you're going to see stores eliminating self-checkout. If they were so concerned about the theft that was happening, they wouldn't be increasing the amount of self-checkout. I think what you'll see is you'll see more things like what happens in Stop and Shop, where if you don't put the item in the bag, the system freezes up until somebody comes over and checks to verify that you did put the item in the bag. I think you might see more of that. But I don't think self-checkout's going anywhere. I think stores have utilized this as a way to combat the fact that they have less people looking for jobs. I think they've also used it to combat that they need to have people out on the floor doing more things out there instead of tying up everybody at the register. Because what happened before in the age before self-checkout? You would have people lined up at the register and you'd have them calling and saying, you know, we need this person to report to the front. We need this person to report to the front. That's less people that you have actually assisting other customers or stocking or putting things away or picking things up or whatever. You know, we were talking about Burlington and the Dartmouth Mall. By the way, went in there twice over the weekend. Went in there Saturday, right after Hunger Heroes. We were outside Aldi. I walked in. And then I went back yesterday while I was hanging out at the mall because there was something that I wanted to get and I didn't get it Saturday. And I was like, you know what? I am going to get it. So I went back and got it, and both times I went in, the store was cleaner than I'd ever seen it. And I went Saturday at noontime, right after Hunger Heroes was over, and I was in there yesterday at probably 5 p.m. So in the middle of the busy times of two weekend days, and the store was the cleanest I've ever seen it. Things on the shelf, things on the racks where they're supposed to be. So maybe they heard what we were saying on the radio. But that's the store that suffers from needing to have all their employees at the register. Now, they can't do a self-checkout there because everything has those security tags on them. But that's a store where you see the effect of having to have everybody up on the register. So there's nobody to help you over at the fitting rooms. There's nobody to go and clean the store up and pick stuff up off the floor and restock items and all of that. So you can see where having those are a benefit. 508-996-0500. Going to take my next break. We'll be back in a few moments. Welcome back in. 508-996-0500. So I just want to complain about something for a moment because I can. And as I was saying earlier, I went to the movies yesterday. I did something that I haven't done in forever. I saw two movies back to back. I had a little double feature for myself. I saw Ghostbusters Frozen Empire, had a little break in between, and then went back and saw Immaculate. And I have the AMC A-list, so I get three movies a week. I knew I wasn't going to see three movies this week, so I was like, let me get these two in. And when I went to see Ghostbusters, I wanted to get the collectible popcorn tins that they came out with. So the ghost trap that they use in the movie, they made a popcorn container of that that actually works. Like, it opens and closes, and you can fill it with popcorn. And then they had a mini Stay Puft Marshmallow Man, like, soda cup. Now, what am I going to do with these things if I have them? I don't know. But I collect Ghostbuster stuff. I wanted to have them. I didn't go to the movie Friday because I was busy. I didn't go to the movie Saturday because I was busy. And I was like, there's no way they're going to run out of those in the first weekend. Well, they did. They ran out of the ghost trap. But what they did is they held on to the last one and said, well, we're going to hold on to this because so many people want it. We're going to have a raffle. And if you buy this candy, you get a raffle ticket to enter in to try to win it. So they made me buy something else in order to get the chance to buy the thing that I wanted to buy when they had one left that they just wouldn't sell me. And then, so I was like, well, I'll buy the soda cup at least anyway, the Stay Puft Marshmallow Man soda cup, which, by the way, is not cheap. It's $20 for a stupid soda cup. And so they're like, okay, they ring me up. Like, we're just waiting for them to bring more of the cups down from storage. Hold on, they'll be right here. And then they're like, just go wait over on the side there and I'll bring it over to you. And I'm waiting. And then the kid comes over and goes, I got bad news. We actually sold out. So I do have the one that's left on display. I can give you that one if that's okay. And I was like, yeah, that's fine. That's fine. It's closed. It's not like it's going to have dust in it or anything. It's fine. And then he goes over it again and he comes back and goes, oh, I'm really sorry. It turns out somebody else just sold that one to someone else. I'm like, well, why don't you look and see what time I paid for it on my receipt? And maybe I should get it first because I've already been waiting. Yeah, but they already sold it to them. I'll tell you what I can do is I can give you two of these souvenir cups and that'll make up for it. I'm like, no, it won't. A $5 soda in a souvenir cup is going to make up for you just charged me $20 for a cup? It doesn't make up for it. Well, then I'll give you three. I'm like, what am I going to do with three cups? And so I was like, what I'll do is you can give me my money back and then I'll buy a regular soda and you can give me one of those souvenir cups in it, you know, for the inconvenience. And he says, oh no, I can't do that. I can't give you the souvenir cup unless you buy like the souvenir snack pack. Well, you just offered me the cups. Ugh, so stupid. So stupid. And you people complain about self-checkout? I wish there would have been self-checkout at the movie. I wish I could fill my own popcorn and pick up a ghost trap popcorn dispenser at a Stay Puft. Instead, I got to deal with this. All right, I got to take a break. We'll be right back. Well, you can call that number if you want to talk with Chris McCarthy because he's got South Coast Now coming away.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.